Hi, I'm Tim Marshall. Welcome to the R&B Showcase. And we got some special guests in the studio. We're bringing back the sound of classic R&B and soul and Motown. We take you over, under, and through the decades, honoring all those legends in R&B music. We have a special guest in the building. And we're going to first introduce a young lady. She is the president and CEO of the Rhythm and Blues Music Society of Atlantic City. We're going to welcome Miss Vanessa Jordan to the show. Vanessa.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Thank you for having me.
Now, is your organization in Atlantic City?
No.
Where is it based out of?
We're based out of New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah, we just do a few things in Atlantic City. But yeah, we're the National R&B Music Society.
National R&B Music Society.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, of South Jersey. Right?
No South Jersey.
Okay.
We just national. Do a lot.
But your national organization.
Yeah, we do things all over.
Okay.
We just hold a lot of events in Atlantic City, but you know, we've done a lot in Philadelphia. We do things in New York. We do things in North Jersey.
Well, see, I always push Atlantic City because I started in radio in Atlantic City. That's my mom. I love that Atlantic City.
WUSS?
I was at WAYV.
Oh, WAYV.
95.1. Yes, we were number one with the radio show in the night show. So I was there for a couple of years. But I was actually there when it was on the world famous boardwalk in Atlantic City. People walk by and wave at the glass and see the DJ in the building that's you know, playing the music. So I always have a special place.
You go way back.
It's always that special place in my heart, you know, for Atlantic City.
Yeah, I came to the area around 85.
Okay.
You know, we live about 20 minutes out of Atlantic City.
Okay. All right. All right, we're going to talk more about your beginnings with that, but we also want to honor this next young man. He is another special guest. We have a surprise guest in the building. And, you know, he is one of the original members, and they still have all the original members together.
That's true.
Of Black Ivory. We're going to welcome Mr. Stuart Bascom to the show. Let's give a round of applause for Stuart Bascom. Yes,
sir. How you doing, Tim?
Now, wait before I start. Round of applause for Vanessa, ladies and gentlemen. Round of applause for Vanessa. Yes. Got to do that. But it's good to have you both with us here today. I'm honored to have you here, Vanessa, and to have you here, Stuart.
I
appreciate you.
Thank you.
Taking the time out of your busy schedule. Now you're on the run and got a lot of things to do with your organization. And, you know, Vanessa, let's talk a little bit about that organization now.
Okay.
It's the National Rhythm and Blues Music Society.
Correct.
All right. And you're doing a lot of great things. I had the opportunity to see you down in Atlantic City recently for your Walk of Fame.
Yes.
Tell us about that Walk of Fame. That's a very special event, and it's the inaugural event, right?
Yes. We just had the inaugural event April 24th.
Okay.
And we inducted, the Atlantic City Walk of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
We established it. Took about 2 years, you know, with speaking with the mayor of Atlantic City, Mayor Marty Small Sr., and March of 2022, he approved it, and we had our first induction 2023 of April, and we inducted James Brown, the Delphonics, Little Anthony and the Imperials, and Grover Washington Jr.
Mm-hmm.
So we have four plaques in the ground. We're very happy about that. We're so excited about establishing the Atlantic City Walk of Fame, which we thought it should have been one there, you know, from all the decades of music artists coming through Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you had the opportunity to get that established, Vanessa. I mean, that's a great thing. It's definitely something that's needed.
Yes.
To pay homage to all of those great artists
that came through.
Yes. So, how do you go about selecting which artists to honor? Is there a certain period of time you're looking for?
Yes. You have to have 25 years in.
Okay.
And you had to have been in. Performed in Atlantic City.
Okay.
So it's the Atlantic City Walk of Fame.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And it's open to, we actually have four categories that you pick from. Popular music.
Okay.
Vocal groups.
Mm-hmm.
Bands.
Mm-hmm.
And jazz.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. So if somebody played like Club Harlem in Atlantic City back in the day, would they qualify to
Are they a recording artist?
Yeah. Recording artist that maybe performed there.
Not just perform. Well, they had to have been on the charts,
right? Okay.
And from Cashbox,
And
Billboard, and
Record World.
Yeah, okay. They had to have a song, album on the charts.
Okay, so that's part of the criteria.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, you had some heavyweights there.
Yeah.
James Brown, definitely.
He was there so much.
Yeah.
A lot of people qualified.
I had the opportunity to interview James Brown, which was the highest honor for me.
Wow.
right before, it was actually right before he passed in Atlantic, when he was in Atlantic City, and had a chance to talk to him for a while. So
we were glad to have his daughter come and accept the honor. So that was nice. And it was nice to have five of the Imperials.
Yes.
At the, you know, the inaugural.
Mm-hmm. Most of the originals were there, weren't they?
Yeah, only one, Tracy Lloyd.
Okay.
Lloyd.
Sammy Strange.
Yeah, Sammy. Sammy, it was Sammy, little Anthony, Ernest Wright, Clarence Collins.
Wow.
It's just something that five of them from the 50s were there.
Yeah, it's a blessing to still have them with us, you know.
Yes, yes.
So many, you know, our legends have gone, but to have them still here.
Yeah.
Is a great thing. Talk a little bit further about your organization, you know, National Rhythm Blues Music Society. And now where, how did this come together, this organization? And then tell us what the mission of the organization is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It started online on a Amazon thread, Awesome Soul Ballads, back in 2006. This is where it came from. I'm one who never speak to and interact with people online. And I was going on Amazon getting music. And then I just sing Awesome Soul Ballads, a thread. And I was like, ooh, that's my, that piqued my curiosity. Mm-hmm. And started, you know, blogging with them. And it was about 40 people that were in that, on that thread. And it was some heavy hitters, you know, of soul music, lovers of soul music, rare soul music as well. And appreciation of the artists that created the music. And we had, like I said, it was about 40 of us from, we had this white girl from South Carolina who was blind, 19. And we would say, oh, yeah, that was made in 1969. She's like, no, that was the remake. You know, it was, the original was in 67. I was like, wow, she's, you know, she's good. So, I mean, these were like real heavy hitters of the music. And after around 2008, I said, we need to start an organization, you know. And that's how it started. We started coming up with names. And the vice president, William Blackshear, said, well, what about the, how, you know, we were thinking about like the Soul Society Children or something. And he came up with the National Rhythm and Blues Music Society. And
he was like, talk about some of the other members that were part of that thread. Talk about some of the other members that were part of that thread. Wasn't Ophelia part of that thread?
Yeah, Ophelia Gray Monroe. Yeah, but it was people from all over. It was from L.A., Denver, Kansas. You know, people were just from all over. It was a few of us from on the East Coast. And William Blackshear, who was the vice president, he had a record shop in Roselle, old school record store. And then we started going, the people that were on the East Coast, like New York, Jersey, Maryland, would go to the, that was our playground. You know, it was like, wow, the music, right? And he had a, probably about 30,000 albums and 45s in that shop. And that's where we had our first event was held, and people, 40 people came from around the country, and we had our first throwdown, which is 15 years ago. We're celebrating our 15th year anniversary.
Congratulations on that,
in August at our annual barbecue this year. So that was the first barbecue in 2008 at the record shop in Roselle.
Okay.
And I invited Ted Mills because I knew Ted lived near there, and I thought they would get a kick out of having one of the artists they always talk about. At the event, at the barbecue, it was like called the first barbecue, first throwdown. And Ted came and Ted was like, this is great. You know, I want to be a part of this. So we weren't in the, we hadn't done anything official at that point, but Ted was like, "We, I want to be a part of this and I want to bring people in." And when he left, he called, he's like, Vanessa, I got to be a part of this. He's like, this is just great. You know, because of the people and the vibe he got from everybody and the love of the music. So then I had to go into fifth gear and had to, we incorporated the name, you know, got a website up because now you got to look professional. He's starting to bring some of his people in. And that's how I got started. And I saw, you know, I knew a lot of the artists as well. My first husband, my ex-husband was a, the drummer of Fort Blue Magic. He was their band leader back in 78 to 81, and then he was with the Stylistics until about 83. So I already knew a lot of them. That's why I invited Ted, you know, because I knew he was in the area. But yeah, once that occurred, it just like, you know, went, you know, had to go into fifth gear and get everything going to make it legit. That's how it started.
And now, you already had a background in promotion, over, didn't you, with your family?
Well, not my family. In the 90s.
Okay.
Yeah, that was quick. Because that'll break your quick. You have to have deep pockets to promote, you know, in promotions.
It's a lot of work, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, not that, you know, it's not the work. It's, you know, the money. If you don't have deep pockets, yeah, in the 90s, you know, putting up your own money, you know, you lose 50 on one show and you profit 10 on the other, didn't add up. You
right.
know, I didn't have deep pockets like that. So that was probably like a 2.5 year stint. It's like, oh no, this isn't going to work.
Where was that the one in North Jersey or New York? Was
no,
it?
No, I did this in Atlantic City.
Atlantic City?
Yeah, my first show was with H-Town Brownstone, Changing Faces at the Convention Center.
Oh, okay.
Then brought Aaliyah, Aaliyah, Tony Terry. And, yeah. That didn't last long because it was like, this doesn't work. Yeah, promotions, you know, you got to hope you get money back. You know, you put the money out. You have to have deep pockets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's part of it.
So now we're nonprofit. We're 501c3, and we get funding to produce shows.
That's great.
So that that's better.
So you're also doing things in Atlantic City, outside summer concerts. And who are some of the artists that you've had on your shows?
Like around 75 from the Funkadelics all the way to Touch of Class. So everybody in between, the Whispers, the Stylistics, well, Russell Tompkins in the new Stylistics, Dramatics, Black Ivory, Shylights, War, Confunction, Plays. Ohio Plays when Sugarfoot was there.
Cameo.
Yeah. Cameo. Yeah, it was just.
You got Dennis Edwards too, right?
Temptations Review. That was the biggest show. Yeah, that was the biggest crowd that we had. Yeah, they're free concerts in Atlantic City. Been producing the Atlantic City Free Summer Concert since 2009, and they're great because they're free to the public, and we get to put some cash in the classic soul artists' pockets.
And you help keeping that legacy, that music alive, you know.
Our mission is to preserve, promote, and honor classic soul R&B music and the legends that paved the way for today's artists from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. We started bringing in some 90s because we have to have people to carry the torch.
Right.
But our main thing is to preserve that era of music because I feel they don't get that much respect. They they definitely didn't get the money from what they did. They produced, the 70s produced more gold and platinum albums than any other decade. And it was strictly because of those artists. And when they did make the money, the record company, they didn't put it back into them. A lot of them put it into their pop artists. So they didn't reap the, you know, the rewards from what they created.
Well, it's nice that your organization is able to do that, to honor those artists. And you have a gentleman with you, Stuart, who also works with the organization. Stuart, I'm honored to have you here, man. And, you know, of course, I have, like, I always say I have the original copy of Black Ivory with Russell Patterson, Stuart Bascom, and Leroy Burgess. And it's nothing like having the real thing.
Yes.
It's all about having the real vinyl.
Yes,
you know, the real thing.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You know?
And that probably has the original version of You and I on it, also the 7-minute version.
Yes,
the only classic soul group from the 70s that are still performing with the same original members from the first recorded.
That's awesome. Record. Yeah,
awesome. Since 1969. So,
yeah.
Now, where's
the
your,
only one?
Where's your group originally from, Stuart?
Originally, we started in Harlem, New York.
All right, tell us about your group. A little bit about the group. You started in 69. It was the same three guys have been together.
No. The group started from three gentlemen that went to Power Memorial High School.
Okay.
Larry Newkirk, Furlan, Vito Ramirez, and Michael Green.
Okay.
Three guys, teenagers, went to Power Memorial High School, got together, put a group together. Now, Larry and Leroy both worked in the same summer program in 1969. And during one of the days, they were in the basketball court with the kids and everything. Leroy started singing along with a song on the radio. I think it was a song by Smokey Robinson. And first Larry and Leroy were singing together, and before long everybody stopped just to watch Leroy sing. So Larry told Leroy, well, you know, I have a group, you know, why don't you come and join us, you know. So Leroy joined the group with Larry, and Larry lived in the building next to mine in Esplanade Gardens on 47th Street in Harlem. And during the summertime, Esplanade Garden had an outdoor pool, and we both used to swim at the pool and hang out all day. But one day Larry left a little early, and he said, look, I gotta go. I said, well, why are you leaving so early? He said, I gotta go to rehearsal. I said, rehearsal for what? And he said, you know, I have a singer group. I said, man, I've been trying to get into a singer group for years. You know, I had, during my earlier years, I had been trying to start some type of singer group because I was inspired by groups like Little Anthony Imperials, The Beatles, you know, everybody mm-hmm. else was out around that time, mm-hmm. Four Tops, but was never able to get more than two people mm-hmm. together to do it.
Okay.
So he invited me to the rehearsal, and I sat in the rehearsal and joined them in practicing one of the songs. And so they invited me to join as well.
Mm-hmm.
Larry had a sister who was friends with a young musician by the name of Patrick Adams.
Okay.
So Patrick Adams had agreed to come to one of our rehearsals to listen to us. And when the day came for him to come to the rehearsal, he wasn't able to make it. So he called up on the phone and we sang one of the songs we had been practicing over the phone for him. And he, you know, decided he wanted to work with us
mm-hmm.
and then invited us down to one of the public schools, PS 92 in Harlem on 134th Street
okay.
on Saturdays to start, you know, working on putting songs together for the group. And we would all gather around the piano. Patrick would play the piano and he taught us parts and we would sing popular songs and also songs that he had written. And that was the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
After about a year, one of the, you know, the name of the group was originally the Mellow Souls.
Okay.
But during that time, Patrick said, yeah, I don't think that's a strong enough name. So I think we need to change it. So he and I got on the phone together one day, each with a dictionary in our hands, putting together adjectives and nouns, mm-hmm. you know, trying to come up with something. And at one point he said Black Ivory, you know, and it immediately rang a bell for me. So, you know, we agreed to that and then presented it to the rest of the guys and they loved it as well. So he went with Black Ivory.
Mm-hmm.
At first, Patrick thought that five people was too much to work with.
Okay.
So one of the members left the group, Michael Green left the group, and that left four of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually Vito Ramirez left the group and we brought in Russell Patterson to replace him. And Larry left to pursue a school career. So then that left three of us. And at first we, you know, said, well, we got to find a fourth member. And Patrick said, no, let's just stay with three.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we stayed with three members and it's the same group that you see today.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about that harmony. You have a special kind of harmony, yeah. Special blend. It's very unique sound, you know?
Well, what's interesting is that all three of us have very similar voices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's sometimes when if you're listening to us sing, especially when we're singing in our natural voices, not mm-hmm. using falsettos, mm-hmm. You might not be able to tell us apart which mm-hmm. one is singing. And I think that lends a lot to why we're able to harmonize so well together,
yeah.
you know, okay. and the sound that we have.
Yeah, I'm confused at times. Mm-hmm. Like, wait a minute.
And then I see you singing lead. Also, you know, on the songs, well, you know, with the tenor, high tenor.
Yes, you know, well, I always sang high tenor to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it in the beginning, it definitely wasn't as good as Leroy's. You know,
okay.
Of course, we went with our strong hand. No, mm-hmm. Leroy was a great falsetto lead singer,
mm-hmm.
and so he's the one that recorded almost all of the early falsetto okay. leads.
Mm-hmm.
But he left the group at one point. It was in 77. And right. He left the group to go on to pursue a solo mm-hmm. career. And to start doing a different type of music because he was more into dance music
okay.
than the record companies really wanted to hear from us because we had already established a track record
mm-hmm.
as a sweet soul
okay.
singing group, high falsetto.
Mm-hmm.
So when he left the group, the duty of singing the leads fell on my shoulders, mm-hmm. you know, because I could do it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we still had to perform at live shows. And it was a little awkward for me at first because mm-hmm. I wasn't used to being out front, you mm-hmm. know, for all the songs. But since the time that he left, I've been singing leads.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't working together for a while after like 1981. Plus, when Leroy left, it just left Russell and I together as a group. But we reunited in 1995 and we have been together and performing together since 1995.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the stipulations when we got back together was that I continue singing the leads.
Well, you sound great, man. You still got your voice.
Still
you know,
have that. They keep the flavor.
Yes.
And yeah. what's mm-hmm. unique is they all switch different.
Mm-hmm.
The song, the part he would sing, then mm-hmm. sometimes it's Russell singing that part. And then Leroy, you know, it's just they
mm-hmm.
change up. But you still have the same fellas.
Sound.
And yeah, they're the only ones that from the first recording
right.
part still.
Still there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And something I thought Absolutely. He was going to touch mm-hmm. on. I thought mm-hmm. Stuart was going to touch on. They were opening for Kool & the Gang. Patrick okay. was friends with
Gene Red Jr.,
who was mm-hmm. the manager of Kool & the Gang.
Right.
Correct.
Sounds of Kool & the Gang and can't get enough of that funky stuff. It's Tim Marshall on the R&B Showcase, taking you over, under, And through the decades, we got special guests in the studio as we spotlight the R&B Music Society. We have the president, Miss Vanessa Jordan's in the house. Plus, we got an extra special guest with Stuart Bascom from the R&B and soul group Black Ivory. We were talking about the Kool & Gang connection. So give us a little bit more backstory, a little bit more history, Stuart.
Before Russell joined the group, when it was still four of us, Larry Newkirk, Vito Ramirez, Leroy Burgess, and myself, Patrick had taken us in his studio to record some songs, and mm-hmm. he was trying to get us a deal. At that time, Gene Red Jr., who was the manager of Kool & the Gang, was starting a record label called Red Coach Records.
Okay.
And so he presented the you know, what we had recorded to Gene Red, and we went into the studio to record more songs. Now, in order to promote the group, they put us on the shows with Kool & the Gang mm-hmm. so that we would open up for Kool & the Gang. You okay. know, when Kool & the Gang would start their set, we would do two songs, come out, do two songs with Kool & the Gang playing behind us.
Oh, wow.
They were in back in band.
Awesome, right, right. And then, you know, when we finished doing our two songs, they stayed on stage and continued with their set. So, okay. you know, we have an intrinsic story, you mm-hmm. know, in our beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool.
Fabulous. How about the choreography, man? You have some really nice choreography, your group.
Thank you, thank you.
Who came up with that?
Each of us has a role in, mm-hmm. In addition to, you know, singing our parts on stage. Leroy was always like the musical director. Russell mm-hmm. Patterson always took mm-hmm. care of, you know, the way we looked on stage, our clothes and everything. And I did the choreography.
Okay. All right. You got them stepping. That's awesome. Very awesome thing. So you're going to be doing some of the shows coming up soon with the group, right?
Yes, yes, we are. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. What is it, August
26th.
Mm-hmm. August 26th.
Okay. Yes, mm-hmm. September 24th and October 22nd wow. in Bethesda.
In Bethesda. Mm-hmm. And then we're doing, was it February
14th? Lyric.
Mm-hmm. Lyric. If I knew I was going to be February. On, I would have tried to memorize all this mm-hmm. stuff today.
Okay.
So I knew ahead of time. But yeah, yeah.
February 19th.
February 19th.
Of next year, man. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
At the Lyric.
Nice to be working.
With the Whispers.
Oh, wow. That's going to be a good show.
Dramatics. Yeah. Peaches and Herb.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, like yeah. That. Yeah, absolutely great to be working. Mm-hmm. I mean, during COVID, you know.
They shut a lot of things down for the artists, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So things are picking back up again. You know, they started picking back up last year.
We haven't lost a step, brother. You're still doing your thing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God's blessings.
Did a great hosting job also at your Atlantic City Walk of Fame event, too.
He's our spokesperson.
Yeah.
For the organization.
It's awesome.
Really good. I'm like, I don't like being out front. Mm-hmm. Go.
Well, I was looking at your past list of honorees, and it was great to see people like Joseph Jefferson and Bunny Sigler
yes.
and my good friend Bobby Starr from the Intruders
yes.
to get honored. And these are some of the artists that just didn't get the recognition, you
right.
know, when they were out.
Right.
So to see that list of artists.
Right.
Who are some of the other artists that you've recognized? You said over 85 artists?
Well,
over
that we over hired. Years?
Okay.
And we, you know, that we booked for shows.
The shows, okay.
We also book out during the course of the year. They come through our organization, different promoters too,
mm-hmm.
because we have about 140 classic soul artists who are members of the organization.
Okay.
So we have an artist roster, and mm-hmm. people come through the organization to book them.
Okay.
But we also hire too when we do the shows. Mm-hmm. And we have probably over 75 artists that we booked so far, mm-hmm. but we've honored like Betty Wright.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like, did she pass like right after that?
Yeah,
Leon
sure,
and Betty
yeah.
Wright, mm-hmm. Kenny Gamble, mm-hmm. Leon Huff. You know, we do also the songwriters,
mm-hmm.
you know, songwriters, radio
that's
personalities
like mm-hmm.
from that. Mm-hmm. Of course, it was Vaughn Harper we honored mm-hmm. too. We honored
Kenny Burke.
Kenny Burke was last year
okay.
from of the Stair Steps.
Clarence Burke Jr.
Yeah.
Edna Wright.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the Honeycomb.
Well, the Honeycomb.
One of them right. passed, right?
Didn't yeah, Edna. Yeah, but Edna. We honored her
and Shelly.
Right. Yeah, Shelly was there. Kool & the Gang.
We honored
her.
Wow.
Gang.
Okay.
Shawlites.
The Ray Goodman and Brown.
Yeah.
The
Blue
Patrick
Magic.
Adams.
Patrick Rat. Yeah.
It's just Delphonics.
You did both William and Wilbur, right?
For the Delphonics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. The good thing is, Stuart spoke on about the he would always speak on the organization as far as, you know, they knew they would see each other going back 50 years, you know, mm-hmm. on stage in passing,
mm-hmm.
you know, that one's going on, this one coming off. So they go back
right
five decades with some of the artists, but they never fellowship
mm-hmm.
and the organization. I mean, you can speak. To
yeah, them. Yeah, yeah. You know, back in the 70s, you know, and, you know, and it, I just have to say it was such an honor and blessing to know that I was able to perform on the same stages with so many of these great artists back during a time when they were making the history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now we, right. now we listen to it on the radio as mm-hmm. oldies and things like that. They, you know, the hip hop art acts are sampling mm-hmm. these records and everything. Yep. But, you know, when I look back on the years, I say, man, you know, you were there performing mm-hmm. on these same shows, on these same stages with these people when they were making the history, when these records were fresh on the charts.
Mm-hmm.
But back then when you performed, to some extent, there was some competition, you know, okay. who's going to burn up the stage tonight,
okay.
you know,
all right.
you know, and there wasn't as much as of a camaraderie or fellowshipping between mm-hmm. the artists back then.
Okay.
But one of the things that time and the organization has helped to do was to bring the artists back together
mm-hmm.
and really, you know, fellowship and have a real camaraderie, mm-hmm. you know, because we have that connection. We have that history together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some artists nowadays who are keeping those names alive,
mm-hmm.
you know, that but weren't originally members of the recording groups. And they wonder, well, you know, how come we don't have that same connection with you? So forth and so on. It's because you don't have the history.
Right. right.
You,
right.
you weren't, you know, there. They're mm-hmm. respectful, but mm-hmm. you weren't there in the 70s.
Right. We weren't there, so there's no normal connect. There's no, right. you know, we're not mm-hmm. disrespectful to them or anything mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. But it's not like a natural connection mm-hmm. because, you know that you shared those moments mm-hmm. and those stages mm-hmm. and those shows mm-hmm. and those memories together.
Speaking of those shows, people. You were on some TV shows. Soul Train, were you on Soul Train with your group?
We were on Soul Train mm-hmm. and
a couple other shows too.
Soul, yes, Georgie
Soul, Georgia yeah. Wood Show.
The Georgia Wood Show. Yes.
And I, you know, I, awesome. I really wish I could find mm-hmm. where those tapes are, if they mm-hmm. still exist.
Okay.
You mm-hmm. know?
Yeah, that's a good thing. And I, like I was telling you earlier, I was actually, you were on some shows that they had in North Jersey, I believe this was.
Yes. That was one of the big show series that Paul mm-hmm. Kaiser would mm-hmm. produce. As a matter of fact, Paul Kaiser was one there. Of the promoters that, was responsible for bringing Black Ivory back to the stage when mm-hmm. we first got back together in 1995.
Okay.
One of the first shows that we, the first, very first show we did was at a place called Club Elite mm-hmm. in New York City. But after that, the next show was, I think, at Newark Symphony Hall with Black Ivory, the Shy Lights, the Persuaders, the Stylistics.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And Paul Kaiser was the promoter that really put together the shows that first brought us back together.
Mm-hmm.
I know yeah. you got, I don't know how much time we have left, but I would like people to know that mm-hmm. The two summer concerts that's coming up for mm-hmm. Atlantic City is July 29th mm-hmm. and August 26th. They're okay. free to the public.
That's awesome.
And the 26th mm-hmm. is going to be After 7, Keith Washington, Ray Goodman and Brown, Black Ivory, and the Blue Notes. And on the 29th, July 29th, we have Rose Royce, the Delphonics, mm-hmm. Blue mm-hmm. Magic, Foursome D's, and Aloha.
That sounds like a great, great plan. Then you have a Black Tie event coming up
soon,
June right?
That's September 24th.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Any artist who's going to be who's going to appear on that show? Or actually, will you honor
that's
the
what
artists?
We honor. Honor we're honoring okay. Glenn Jones, Mal J, Evelyn mm-hmm. Champagne King.
Wow.
Audrey Wheeler.
Great artist. Yeah.
Yeah. And, mm-hmm. Lenny Green,
mm-hmm.
the radio personality.
Okay. Yeah. So if folks want to get involved or become members of your organization or attend your events, how would they go about doing that, Vanessa?
Well, go to our website, mm-hmm. which is www.rnb, like Raymond Nancy Boy, rnbmusicsociety.com.
Well, Vanessa, it was an honor to have you here today. Thank Finally you. Got you here in the studio.
Thank
and then the surprise guest, Stuart Bascom yes. from Black Ivy, a legend, living legend in the building. And, of course, the original member from on the album, on the recordings that you hear. We got the man here himself in the studio. So this is great. Yes. Thank you both for coming down here today.
Thank
Appreciate you
for the R&B showcase.
Let's give a round of applause for these artists, nice. Please. Thank you so much. And thank you for coming down.
Thank you. It was a great experience.